Danny, thank you for joining us, talking to you for the first time this year, and well, it may be only, what, the second week in January, but this is already plenty of action, and what were three games in the Declan McKenna Cup and a couple in the Fee Cup into the Damien Barton reign, seems to be going well.
I think the panel's training, I think there's a large extent of panel still at the minute now, and the panel's training very, very hard, so I would say so far Damien will be very happy with the progress. I know there's a lot of work being put in by the panel, and I know Damien and Brian and Tony Scullion and Owen Bradley will be working very, very hard to get the fitness levels up at this stage of the year.
Yeah, and as you said, a large extended squad, and we've seen a lot of them so far.
Well, I think it's very useful at this time of the year to have that. You know, it's especially nice when you get to do the hard running or you're doing the work in the gym, that there's a good crowd there, and I think people work better when there's good crowds working together. And I think it's nice that they've been able to use both the Fee Cup and the McKenna Cup to play a variety of players and give boys a variety of chances to play county football.
Yeah, and obviously the McKenna Cup, two wins, one defeat. That defeat against Tyrone, a narrow one, could have gone either way, I suppose, the game of the McKenna Cup so far.
The match against Tyrone was a nice wee match of the two teams. There was a lot of respect. Derry had a lot of respect for Tyrone, and likewise Tyrone for Derry, and you could see that in the match. It was a wee bit of sort of just keeping a wee eye on each other and seeing how things is going, and I think both teams used the match to blood a few players and see how things are going and see where we're at, and I think a very successful outcome for both teams, and that was useful.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, there is the potential that they could meet. I think two or three. They're going to definitely meet twice more this year, and maybe a couple more times as well, because they're scheduled to meet in the league and also in the championship. So obviously, would there be a little bit of shadow boxing done on that one as well?
I think the shadow boxing is the good term for it. I think they took a wee look at each other on Sunday, and I think both of them flexed a wee bit of muscle. Derry started well and went 2-4 to a couple of points up. Tyrone came back and introduced a few, Sean Kavanagh and Matty Donnelly, a few boys on, and you know, came back into it and held on to win the game. I think, you know, the sending off of Emma McGoughan had a massive factor on the game. You know, just even the numerical advantage just made it tough for Derry. But it was a good wee game, and it was very entertaining for the large number of spectators who went to it in the better conditions. And
yeah,
I think it's great to see so many people out watching football this time of year. Derry would be happy enough. Derry had just won. Tyrone just scored the one goal. I think Derry looked like scoring goals, which was great. They're very positive in front of goals. I say he's tried a variety of players in there. You know, Emmett McGoughan did very well on Sunday when he was on. Okay, Bell has been very, very good in all the matches. The match on Wednesday night there, Conor Cairns from RFL came in and scored 5 points from play. So I think there's been a variety of players have stepped in and have answered the call and done a good job.
Yeah, and anybody else of the younger squad, you know, because you had that win against Antrim as well and Queens on Wednesday night.
I think there's a lot of young players there. Peter Quinn from RFL came on Wednesday night and had a great game as well. Defence. Ryan Ferris was very good on Sunday against Tyrone, and I think Damien will use the league to sort of try a variety of players in different positions. And also, it's useful for boys coming back as well. Mark Craig had missed most of last year with a cruciate injury. He came back, and I thought he had a stand game against Tyrone on Sunday. Kieran McFall, who I suppose is an established senior now, had a great game on Sunday as well. So I think it's been very useful. It's a balance of Damien has been mixing in a few experienced players with the younger players coming through, and he's changed the team about throughout the three matches, and he's turned the McKenna Cup into a useful experience for Derry.
And tell me, before we look ahead to Sunday's game against Cavan, tell me, in terms of Damien Barton, is there a notable change in style of play, or is there anything different?
I think maybe the ball's going in a wee bit faster to the full forward line. I think you need to be talking to some of the players to see what the change in style, but I think definitely they're kicking the ball and a wee bit sharper to the full forward line. I think defensively we're very similar in that, you know, we're set up to be strong and to be solid, and that's very, very important, especially even towards championship football later on. Damien's a good thinker about the game, and he'll analyse and he'll take a look at what Derry have and what system such dire best and trying to get the best out of the squad of players that's there. And I just hope that he's given a chance, that it's not just a year or 2 years. Give him the man a chance, let him stay there till he builds the squad into the way he wants it.
Because I know the one thing, I spoke to him at his first press conference, the one thing was he wanted everybody to get behind him, and he wanted the clubs in particular. And I know you're a big Ballaghy club man, and clubs sometimes have been accused of having slightly different agendas to the county team.
It does happen, but I think, Damien, there's been a lot of players that's been up and been given a chance. I know that, you know, in all the teams, from minor right through to senior, there's large squads of players training at all teams at the minute, and you know, everybody's been given a chance to develop at whatever level they're at. And I'm sure Damien will want to see young players coming through and developing into senior footballers for their area, and that's what he's doing. He's giving boys a chance. You know, I've mentioned a few boys there. There's also Niall Lachlan from Green Lock, who's going well. And there's also players who are being involved in other situations. Young Niall Toner is playing for St Mary's. Keelan O'Boyle is playing with Jordanstown. So once you gel all the players together, Brenton Rogers playing with Queens, you know, once you gel all the players back together at the end of the McKenna Cup now for the beginning of the league, they should be quite strong, and I'd hope they'd be very competitive in Division 2. We also haven't mentioned the Coleraine players are obviously preparing for their All-Ireland Hurling semi-final as well, and you know, the Sean Leos and the Colin McGoldricks and those boys will be very useful coming back into the panel as well.
Yeah, and Cavan on Sunday, I suppose it's an old fixture that going back a long, long time, maybe not that frequent in recent years.
Cavan's always tough, you know. It doesn't matter what you play them in, whether it's McKenna Cup or it's Championship, you know, Cavan are always tough to beat. And I think Damien will continue to use the match on Sunday to test out his panel and to see where players are at. And I think that's what the McKenna Cup's been very, very useful for. I think they're going out and they're trying to win the matches. There's no doubt about that. They're trying to win all the matches. But at the same time, we're making sure that the panel's been fully used. And I think they'll continue that vein on Sunday against Cavan. It's a semi-final, so everybody likes to get to finals, and I'm sure they're ever doing their best to do so.